When I was in school, true or false tests, all of these to be my favorite, saw it as having at least a 50-50 chance of passing. Hey, for some kids, that was the best they could hope for. There's also those true or false tests in women's magazines that reveal if you're a good husband, and yeah, those can be pretty risky. But with true or false, the difference seems to be distinct, easy to determine. True? No, false. Well, just look at politics. Now, people still bow down to conspiracies, usually from the losers, about election fraud. How about education? If a book in a school library is found that presents facts about a dark time in America's past, like slavery or discrimination against blacks or Hispanics, what's the reaction? CRT! Which is the increasingly used tactic by those who want to at least try to hide that they're a bigot or a racist. Current events, that's another example. Where false is seen as true. We've been talking about the war in Ukraine today. Retired Lieutenant Colonel has been a frequent guest on Tucker Carlson's infotainment show, claiming that Russia is in control of two-thirds of Ukraine. He gives no proof, just his words, yet people listen and nod their heads in agreement. The Bible gives ample warning about how this is one of the significant signs of the end times. Jesus speaks of them in Matthew chapter 24, verse 11, saying, then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many, as well as in Matthew 24:24, saying, for false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. We read in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9, the coming of the lawless ones is according to the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders. And in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 6, Paul writes, let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. The lies that people choose to speak for the benefit actually do have something in common, frequency. That's how and why lies become seen by the spiritually blind as truth. Liars also receive determination from Satan because they're doing his work, deception. Satan himself, when locked away at the start of the millennium, which you read about in Revelation chapter 20, verses 1, 2, and 3, he'll go right back to his ways as soon as he's released. Which I'm sure brings about the question, why release him? Well, that's so the army of God can be assembled for that final ultimate battle, which John tells about in Revelation chapter 20, verses 7 through 10. Now when the 1,000 years have expired, Satan will be released from his prison and will go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, whose numbers is as the sand of the sea. They went up in the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints in the beloved city. And the fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. The devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and they will be tormented day and night, forever and ever. Now this sounds like a rough journey for those of faith to take. So how can you withstand the onslaught that so many others fall prey to? Well, you have been equipped. Jesus describes one gift in Luke chapter 21, verse 15, saying, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries will not be able to contradict or resist. Let's go to Acts chapter 6, verse 10, and learn about what else you've been given for this battle. And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, by which he spoke. This is why, as believers, we have no reason to fear and every reason to step forward and present the truth, which is eternal. It will bring about the crumbling of the false, which is only temporary.